Hurry up!
Next time, maybe take a leak before we leave work. Okay, dipwads?
Can you read sign language, guy?
Is that your IQ or the number of dipwads your mother had? Not you too, Sandy. Sorry, man. You gotta hold a ticket home. See you tomorrow, Sandy. Hey, Sandman? Hey, hot dog, come on, carpe diem.
Using a process that restores moisture to the documents and by reassembling of fragments, I should be able to recover a large percentage of the case material that was destroyed in my office fire several months ago. And while this process will be tedious and ongoing, what I've already recovered will allow Agent Scully and I to begin work on the X-Files immediately.
Agent Mulder. Agent Mulder, I'm reading here a very pie-in-the-sky report about global domination plans by vicious long-clawed spacelings. Is there going to be data to back this vague omnibus account?
Yes.
I see your renowned arrogance has been left quite intact. You're asking us to accept this report of a spaceship buried under polar ice and your death-defying escape from it?
The ice had become superheated by the ship as it rose beneath us, causing the ice to collapse.
This entire story is essentially unintelligible and therefore encourages unintelligible analysis.
Well, I was hoping that you'd look more closely at the reports of mine and Agent Scully's medical conditions.
These spacelings, Agent Mulder, they weren't something I saw in Men in Black?
I didn't see Men in Black.
Well, that's a damn good movie.
Yeah, well, as much as this all may sound like science fiction, we can and will prove the validity of our report.
So the plot, I'm just trying to get this straight. The plot is for these spacelings to take over the planet, aided by a group of men here on Earth.
A shadow conspiracy within our own government.
Who are growing corn in the middle of the desert, which features pollen, which was genetically altered to hold a virus, which will be taken away by bees, whose sting transmits the virus, causing the growth of an extraterrestrial biological entity inside the human host.
Which we will prove now that the X-Files have been reopened.
Your presumption, Agent Mulder, is far greater than the case you make for that eventuality.
I'm not sure I understand.
You're here to justify your reassignment on the X-Files with little more than a rattle-trap account of high adventure in the Antarctic.
Not to mention some very questionable travel expenses.
Let us remind you that the FBI is not a school for science or for the grinding of personal axes. And hopefully you will be able to present us with some material evidence to support a continued investigation.
Agent Scully was assigned to the X-Files as a scientist, was stung by one of these bees, and was infected with this virus. She is here today with hard and incontrovertible evidence. Scientific proof that the virus she was infected with is, in fact, extraterrestrial. Next time I'll wear a clown suit and do balloon tricks.
Mulder, I was hoping it wouldn't come up.
The only reason I was in there is because you assured me there was a scientific basis for what we saw.
Mulder, let me remind you once again. What I saw was very little.
Look, Scully, that excuse is not going to work this time. You were there, and you were infected with that virus.
Mulder, yes, there is a scientific basis for what happened to me. I was exposed to a virus. But as it turns out, Mulder, that virus is not what you thought. Look, I can't identify it, Mulder. I have run 3 separate tests. But I can tell you without a doubt that that virus's DNA and proteins are very much of this world.
I saw what that virus did. I saw it generate a new being. An alien being inside a human body.
It attacks and destroys human cells, but that is all it does, Mulder. It creates nothing. Look, I don't like telling you this. And I know that you don't want to hear it. Not that you can't question me and what I saw, but what you can't question is the science.
There was some sloppiness in Phoenix where they found the body. The local PD got involved. These were taken at the scene by a crime reporter.
These were run in the press?
I trumped up a story about a crazy Indian on the loose. Never underestimate the public's willingness to blame the red man for anything they can't explain.
How did this happen?
He was one of ours. He must have accidentally injected himself while he was working on the virus. It took just 12 hours for the creature to gestate.
This thing's alive?
Yes. It's killed a man.
It's out there somewhere?
As far as I know.
What a mighty cannabis thing running loose.
I'm managing the situation.
You can manage all you want. Someone's got to find this thing.
Someone has to kill it. The response must be equal to the threat.
Can you dispose of this problem?
Yes.
Wasting your time.
You need evidence to justify a reassignment. I've just got to bring it back from the ashes.
Nothing you might restore is going to help you, Agent Mulder. It's over and done. The reassignment on the X-Files has been denied.
How can it be denied? We're the only reason the X-Files were reopened in the first place. There's no other reason to reopen them.
I'm not arguing with you.
But who is?
When will you accept that no amount of pressure or reason will bring to heel a conspiracy whose members walk these halls with absolute impunity?
Was there a vote?
Unanimous against.
Excuse me.
I'm no help to you outside the majority, Agent Mulder.
Inside or out, I don't see that there's a damn thing you can do for me.
You can break their backs, Agent Mulder, with proof about this virus, proof that what you say it does is true.
I don't have that proof just yet.
Maybe I can give it to you. There's a file folder. It's on the desk in your old office.
Something for me? Agent Mulder?
Yeah, if you're doing my filing.
You're filing?
What are you doing in my office, Agent Spender?
I think there's been a miscommunication. I think someone failed to inform you.
If you're about to tell me that you were sent down here to work on the X-Files, I think the failure is simple judgment. I don't care what patronage got you this job. I put my life in here. I'm not gonna let some brown nose just slide in and take it all away from me.
I don't believe in your work. And the paranormal mumble jumbo, so don't presume I'm the one taking your place.
No, who is?
Fox?
Anna, back on your feet. So that's the only way you can stab me in the back.
I need the patient bandaged and dressed. We'll be taking a trip.
You want him what?
I'm sure I don't need to repeat myself. Please get the boy ready.
But doing that now could kill him.
Let me put it to you simply. It's him or it's us.
I just want to remind you that by not informing local PD, we are in technical violation of state laws prohibiting contamination of a crime scene. Why do I bother?
Scully, come here and take a look at this. Ever seen anything like this?
What are they?
According to the investigator's notes in the file, they're from an attack by a Native American man, not a scientist.
With what kind of weapon?
It says in the file he used his bare hands.
His bare hands? Mulder, this is hardwood.
Uh-huh.
This kind of gouging didn't happen with anybody's bare hands. Not without the use of some kind of an implement. What is that?
Ah, somebody broke a nail.
Is it an animal?
Came from Paul. The body of the other victim was found here on the sofa, his viscera torn from his torso. But the ME's report says that the times of death were hours apart, which means that this victim was dead hours before the second attack.
So the attacker never left?
It wasn't an attack. I think it was celebrating his birthday. The first victim must have gotten infected with the virus somehow. Right here on the sofa is where the creature was born.
Mulder.
That would account for the violence done to the man's torso. The virus producing an extraterrestrial biological entity that ripped away his chest as it birthed itself right here. Look.
Mulder, given the scenario that you just described, the rate of gestation would have been less than a day. It would have been about 12 hours, in fact. Okay, forgive the scientific argument just for a moment, but you're saying that this was done by something newborn?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
It was here. But it's gone now.
I should take a look.
It's not here. Why don't you believe me? And you're so afraid of me.
I'm afraid of you?
You think I can destroy you for what I know, because of what I am. You're thinking you could have destroyed me too. And if I don't find this creature, you will.
You'll find it.
I don't see there's any argument here. You admit yourself that the crime report is a lie.
Well, that doesn't mean that I can just accept your theory.
What does it take for this thing to come up and bite you on the ass? I saw these creatures. I saw them burst to life. You would have seen them too, but you were infected with that virus. You were passed out over my shoulder.
Mulder, I know what you did. I know what happened to me. But without ignoring the science, I can't... Listen, Mulder. You told me that my science kept you honest. That it made you question your assumptions. That by it, I'd made you a whole person. If I change now, It wouldn't be right or honest.
I am talking about extraterrestrial life alive on this planet in our lifetime, forces that dwarf and precede all human history. I'm sorry, Scully, but this time your science is wrong.
Wake up, Homer.
Was awake. Just thinking.
Yeah, that'll be a first. You're 10 minutes late on your systems check.
If there was a problem, we would have heard about it.
Like Arizona's gonna go without air conditioning for 10 minutes. Hey, Homer. Got something here in the bleed cooling system. See that?
5 degrees off.
Might be in the core reactor.
No. It's got to be a monitoring glitch.
Phone could start ringing any minute. You might want to check it out.
Right.
Officers and personnel only. This is a closed area.
What happened here, Spender?
You'll have to leave, Agent Mulder.
We received a call that a man was killed here.
A call from whom? Assistant Director Skinner?
Let us through.
You are unauthorized to be here. You've ignored your superiors and come here without cause or permission. I'm going to get you censured for this and demand a review of A.D. Skinner's actions.
Diana, let us in here.
I can't. This facility has been sealed off by the NRC.
A man was murdered.
A workman was killed in an accident in a reactor where there was a systems failure.
Then why are you here?
We were called because of a possible connection to two previous deaths from a case file that was stolen from our office.
There is a connection.
Let's get out of here, Mulder.
I hope you know what you're doing, Diana. I hope you know whose errands you're running.
I think I do.
You weren't getting anywhere, Mulder. It was only making it worse.
It's here, Scully, and they know it.
How do they know? Mulder, how do you know?
Give me the keys and get in the car.
Oh, my God. Gibson. Sorry, sweetie.
Frankenstein? Really?
No. No, you've been worked on by some good doctors. They did a fine job with your stitches.
You think they were butchers?
They were butchers.
They should have changed your bandages, Gibson. You've got some swelling and some infection. And you've got a fever. Why did they do this to you?
Because I can read people's minds.
How'd you get in our car?
When they weren't looking, I snuck away. It's easy when you know what they're thinking.
Why are you here?
They were using me, because I can communicate with it.
Communicate with what?
You already know. You just don't want to believe it.
The kid could find this thing.
Mulder, this kid belongs in a hospital.
We could get his fever now.
Well, you can't just take him on some snipe hunt. He's in no condition. He belongs in a bed under constant medical care. Listen to me. What I'm saying is in your best interest, okay? We have to take every precaution. We have to make every effort to ensure that nothing happens to this boy. Because whatever he is, whatever gives him the ability to do what he does, he's your scientific evidence. It's just like we said. He could be the key to everything in the X-Files.
We don't have the X-Files.
No. But what if he could corroborate everything that you're saying? This boy could be our last best chance.
Given this assignment, Fox, okay? They offered it to me. I took the chance.
I'm listening.
To make sure someone served your interest, someone who believes in the work. Hey, you and I found the X-Files together. Don't forget that.
Who sent you?
I'm here on my own.
Why? To convince me of your noble intentions?
Listen to me. That thing is somewhere inside the number 4 reactor building. Now, we can let them find it and destroy it, or go find it ourselves. You need proof, Fox. You're so close. Why can't you see that?
Mulder, what's going on?
You take Gibson.
Where are you going?
To find this thing.
Agent Spender and I got a call. We were on a plane within an hour in constant contact.
With who?
The nuclear regulatory people. NRC was first on the scene. They found the victim. But by the time we got there, it had been removed. We never saw the body.
Who removed it?
I don't know. Couldn't get a straight answer. Then the NRC sealed off the number 4 reactor due to a problem with the heat transfer systems. I believe that was legitimate.
Maybe that's why it's there. It wants heat. It needs heat. This thing gestated abnormally fast. What if heat activates it?
It could spur on the virus and the rapid development of the entity.
But it's still seeking heat. Why?
What if it's still developing? You're not under the impression what we're looking for makes sense in any conventional way.
No.
You're gonna be fine, Gibson. Gonna be okay.
Let's get a bed ready.
You're gonna run more tests.
We're gonna get you well.
You say that, but you're gonna run more tests, just like the other doctors.
We have to run some more tests, Gibson.
You wanna make me well, but you're just thinking about yourself and what you can learn from me.
You're a very special boy, Gibson. You know that yourself.
I'm a very special lab rat.
According to what little we could gather, the victim's body was found near here.
It's hot in here.
We're right above the core reactor. This is part of the heat transfer cooling system.
Looks organic.
Maybe somebody's got the flu. There's something in there.
Mulder, I found something. I found something you're not going to believe.
Ditto.
I did blood tests on Gibson. And Mulder, there's evidence of the virus in his system.
The same virus you were exposed to?
I'm almost positive.
What does that mean, Scully?
I don't know, but I think we're onto something. We're onto something huge. A link.
I'll call that bet and raise you.
What?
Never mind. Just take care of Gibson.
That I brought in is missing.
He can't be missing. He should still be in his bed.
He's not here.
Thank you.
here.
Where?
Somewhere.
As I said, and as I am forced to reiterate, Agent Mulder, the FBI is not here for vendettas or for the grinding of personal axes. Now, this holds not just for you, but for everyone at the Bureau. You force us to put a point on this, to make some hard changes. You and Agent Scully will cease all material association with the X-Files. Refusal to do so will end in immediate dismissal. A probationary period will be set. You will now report to Assistant Director Kirsch.
You're not supposed to come here. It's what was agreed to. It's the deal you made.
I had to congratulate you. Commend how you handled things. How you handled Mulder.
I did what I was asked.
You did well, son. He's on very thin ice now, you know.
Mulder will be back. As long as he lives, he won't give up.
Well, there's solutions, of course. Simple but extreme solutions. I've used these methods. They have their place. But not here.
You've killed men.
You can kill a man. But you can't kill what he stands for. Not unless you first break his spirit. That's a beautiful thing to see.
It'd help if you'd shut the door. It'd make it harder for them to see that I'm totally disregarding everything I was told.
Everything we were told, Mulder.
They can't take away the X-Files, Scully. They tried.
You know, Agent Fowley's report to OPR painted the facts in an interesting way. I hope you haven't been betrayed.
Agent Fowley's report was a means to an end. Trying to protect the work. Protect the X-Files.
Mulder, Agent Fowley's report states that the man you saw attacked was bludgeoned by an unknown subject. She makes no mention of a little boy who, as it happens, is nowhere to be found. It would seem that her report protects everything but you.
Agent Fowley took me to that plant at great risk to herself. where I saw something that you refused to believe in. Saw it again, Scully. And though it may not say it in her report, Diana saw it too. And no matter what you think, she's certainly not going to go around saying that just because science can't prove it, it isn't true.
I don't doubt what you saw, Mulder. I don't doubt you. I'm willing to believe, but not in a lie and not in the opposite of what I can prove. It comes down to a matter of trust. I guess it always has.
You're asking me to make a choice?
I'm asking you to trust my judgment. To trust me.
I can't accept that. Not if it refutes what I know to be true.
Mulder, these are test results. DNA from the claw nail we found, matching exactly the DNA from the virus you believe is extraterrestrial.
That's the connection.
Which matches exactly DNA that was found in Gibson Prey's.
Wait a minute, I don't understand. Are you saying that Gibson Prey's is infected with the virus?
No. It's a part of his DNA. In fact, it's a part of all of our DNA. It's called a genetic remnant. It's inactive junk DNA, except in Gibson, it's turned on.
So if that were true, that would mean that Gibson is in some part extraterrestrial.
It would mean that all of us are.
This.